Brah. Brah. What's up there, champ? My name is Chris Johnson, and I found something out recently. I don't pay much attention to popular culture. I don't really give a shit. I think it's fucking stupid. I think a lot of things are stupid, and I think most things in pop culture are fucking stupid. And they're just recycled versions of old shit that's always been done. There's not that many new fucking ideas. Just go back to the 70s, they said shit like groovy all the time. Now it just means like cool or hot or whatever the fuck. It's the same, you're taking the same fucking feeling and you're just changing the goddamn word. We're not reinventing the fucking wheel here. We're just naming something different. So I don't like to pay attention to all that shit. Usually when it comes up, somebody will say something and I'll think, what the fuck does that mean? And I'll just go to Urban Dictionary, figure out what the fuck that means. And then I'll realize what it means and think, wow, that's dumb as shit. And that happened to me recently. I found out what Netflix and chill means. It means fucking. And I couldn't tell you how disappointed I am with society that is the new euphemism for fucking. What a pussy euphemism. There's a couple reasons why I'm so late for the party on this one. One, I don't give a shit. Two, I don't have Netflix. Three, I don't have friends. Four, I don't have people over. Five, I don't date. So there's a lot of reasons why that term is not in my vocabulary. It's not in my lexicon. I always just thought it meant sitting on your ass and watching TV. The fact that it's a euphemism for fucking is the most disappointing thing in the world. Like, here's how I found out. I was dicking around online and I saw some, like, BuzzFeed article. And I typically don't like BuzzFeed because I think that's dumb as shit as well. Because it's just all fucking lists. Like, the top 10 reasons why wearing those pants make you a douchebag. And I think to myself, like, somebody wrote that? Like, what fucking asshole wrote that? Like, there was a fucking article on BuzzFeed one time that said, like, things you can no longer do after you're 30. And one of them was, like, wear t-shirts with designs on them. And I thought to myself, like, wait a second, you're telling me that there's an age. There's an age that you get to where you have to turn into just some bland, fucking flaccid douchebag. So, like, I can't wear, like, a band t-shirt anymore because I'm 35? Fuck you, you fucking hipster douche fuck. What are you gonna do once you get to 30? Just fucking burn your old fucking wardrobe and just wear boring shit? You're gonna become a boring fucking asshole? That's what's gonna happen to you? Fuck off. So there's a fucking article on there and it was like, 10 people who seriously misunderstood the term Netflix and chill. I'm thinking to myself, the fuck is this? So I clicked on it and then I found out that it meant fucking. Here's my big bitch with the whole thing. If Netflix and chill means fucking and everybody knows it means fucking and you want to bring somebody over to your place to fuck, then why don't you just fucking say that? What's the big fucking surprise? You're saying fucking without saying fucking. If they know it's fucking, then you're asking them to come over and fuck. Why can't you just say, let's come over and fuck? You can't say like, hey, what are you doing? You want to fuck? What's wrong with that? You got to fucking code it. You got to dress it up in pussy douchebag language. Like, hey, I got my cock out. You want to Netflix and chill? Like, come on, dude. The fuck is that shit? I haven't brought out the 2017 things that are for pussies list in quite a while, but I am adding the term Netflix and chill to that fucking list. You're a fucking asshole if you fucking say Netflix and chill and use that to fucking describe fucking Christ. God damn it. It's so fucking dumb. I hate that, like, we just come up with new cutesy bullshit names for fucking everything. For everything. And it's all like one generation trying to distinguish itself from another generation. But you're doing the same thing that the other generation did. You're just using a different word for it. I just think it all sucks. I think it all fucking sucks. I think it's all fucking stupid. And I think we should all stop being such goddamn pussies about fucking everything. And speaking of pussies, I have the list out, the 2017 list of things that are for pussies. I started compiling this list the first day of 2017 with New Year's resolutions. Valentine's Day's on there. Nobody's getting verified on Twitter is on there. Liking lame inflammatory presidential tweets is on there. Now, Netflix and chill is the fifth entry on the 2017 list of things that are for fucking pussies. And here's another thing. Here's another thing. Back to the relationship point for a second. I know what you're thinking. You're fucking divorced. You haven't been in a relationship for a long time. The last girl you dated didn't want to fucking talk to you anymore. Yes, that is true. But I was in a relationship for a long fucking time. I was in a relationship for 14 and a half fucking years once. That's a long time. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know how they work. Yeah, I might be terrible at them, but at least I have a fucking basic understanding of things. And 14 and a half years is a long fucking time. Take a look at your longest relationship. Did it last 14 and a half years? If you're in a relationship, you could fuck at any time. You could fuck at any time. You don't need to fucking set up dates and times for fucking. Fucking can happen at any time. And if you say, hey, do you want to come over? There's a possibility that you could fuck, right? Isn't that what you're thinking? That's what I used to think. Like, hey, you want to come over? I might fuck. I gotta get ready. You gotta be ready to fuck at any time. Stop with these lame fucking euphemisms for fucking. Just say fucking. Just say it, please. I'm begging you to just say, hey, do you want to come over and fuck? Netflix and chill. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, I'll be back in a couple days. Sundays and Wednesdays are the new podcast days. You can follow me on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Hey, if you want to ask me to Netflix and chill, guys, girls, yeah, I'll fuck any of you. That's where we're at right now. And you can follow along on Podbean. Every single episode's on Podbean, the website or the app. As a matter of fact, I got my supervisor at work, made him download the Podbean app. I walked him right through it. You can get every episode there. You can also follow on Apple Podcast, Google Play, and if you Google Maybe 5 Minutes, you can follow me fucking anywhere, I guess. So pick a spot.